Hi, John. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, doctor. I have been diagnosed with H. pylori, and my question is twofold. First, I tried a regular doctor. They prescribed antibiotics. It didn't help. Then I went to the natural doctor. They put me on lyrasidine. And then I tried olive leaf intrinsic supplements, and nothing helps to kill it. At the same time, I have anemia that manifests in very low iron and ferritin. Iron level is 9, ferritin is 3. So I'm debating whether I can take iron supplements or it will just feed my H. pylori. So what should I do about iron and how to treat H. pylori?
Well, sir, that iron is getting very low, and you already said you're anemic, and you don't want to let that go on. So, yes, you should be considering using some iron. Talk to your natural medicine doctor. And always, always, always take it in practically the same mouthful as vitamin C, because vitamin C has been found to really promote the absorption of iron into the system. So it is a good idea to take them both at the same time. You'd get a 20 or 30 milligram iron capsule. And then your vitamin C, and take those and try to get your iron back up despite the H. pylori being there, which doesn't mean I'm going to neglect and ignore the H. pylori. Let's go to that next. Now, sir, actually, it's been found a long time ago how to kill H. pylori. It's just not patentable, and so nobody tells anybody about it, because if they were selling their product and told you about the research, why, they could have all their stuff seized by our public servants in Washington, D.C. Isn't it lovely to be living in a non-healthcare-free country? Okay, this stuff happens to be the element nickel. No kidding. How does it kill H. pylori? Well, if you just feed the H. pylori nickel, it loves it. Oh, it's one of its favorite things to eat is the trace element nickel. But someone put together a form of nickel that, yes, it's taken up by H. pylori because H. pylori loves nickel, but it has a couple of other molecules attached to it, and the H. pylori can't handle those, and so the H. pylori dies. I'm not kidding, sir. Been working with that since the 1990s. The product is called PSORIZIDE, Sorizide, because it was originally found that it would get rid of psoriasis, and then somebody found that psoriasis was nothing more than an autoimmune reaction to H. pylori. Now, if you want to go online, you can also find at the University of Pennsylvania. You put in University of Pennsylvania and you put in low nickel diet, because the regular nickel in the food actually feeds the H. pylori, and there is a little bit of nickel in many foods, so look for the University of Pennsylvania low nickel diet. But the nickel that's presented in the Sorizide, and I do not work for the Sorizide company, not at all, in the Sorizide is attached to a couple of molecules which kind of fool the H. pylori into taking up the nickel, and then they take it up and they die. What's the H. pylori do with the nickel? It makes a major enzyme for H. pylori called urease. That's why it likes it so well. So there you are, sir. And then there's one other neat little note to tell you about. You've heard of Pepto-Bismol? Well, Pepto-Bismol was invented in 1917 or something because it helped so many people with stomach problems. And funny thing, sir, but somebody found many years later that the bismuth component of Pepto-Bismol kills H. pylori too, just like this phony nickel does. So, but please don't go get Pepto-Bismol. It's got too much other garbage in it. For a while, way back when, before the Sorizide came out, I was working with compounding pharmacies to put bismuth into a little capsule, and people would take that, and it's not harmful to human health in small doses, and what do you know? They got rid of H. pylori. So what I'm telling you, sir, is there have been two different ways of getting rid of H. pylori that nobody can tell you about, because they'd have all their stock seized if they told you.
Okay, doctor. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir, and good luck with that, but it's definitely possible to get rid of H. pylori easily.